Retired law enforcement officer, security expert, and award-winning storyteller Paul Merrick, along with his co-host Jesse Clay, former Navy SEAL and four-time heavyweight Kumite world champion, together we'll discuss the broad array of current events using their unique backgrounds to further dissect each story. The only question you have to ask yourself is, are you ready to roll? Welcome back, Jesse.
Welcome back, Paulie.
How are you doing, buddy? I'm doing good. How are you?
You know what? Hold that scotch up.
Oh, yeah.
This is to be an American and free, Bubba.
That's right.
Now we got to block our damn borders.
Now I have to make sure that the sound's working again. Oh, gosh. Yeah, and we have to block our borders.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah, you sound, yeah.
I sounded like a man on the phone.
Yes, I can see it.
Talking
now.
To you from a very distant country.
Oh, come to America.
Yeah. Come to America.
Everybody else is.
Just do it legally.
And you know, they keep talking about, well, those poor people in like Honduras and Mexico. That's not who's showing up now.
No.
They're already here.
Yeah. They're coming from all over the world, dude. They're coming from all over the world. They're coming from Africa, China.
I think those guys from Japan should show up and bring some more of this whiskey.
Mm. They are very good at imitating and then improving on whatever they choose.
We take what you have and we make it better.
We make it better.
Yeah, no kidding. Very good, very good.
Which is unlike relationships.
Oh yeah, Jesse wants to make an announcement. This is Jesse's thing. Go ahead,
wow.
Jesse.
Wow.
Well, because I'm already kind of taken care of here. So
yeah, you're in a good spot. Well, for 2024, I'm going to start an evaluation and a realization of relationships. So, as you know, I deal with a lot of PTSD vets and have had multiple relationships, some really awesome, some pretty shitty. But, you know, the thing is expectation.
You've gone the gamut.
Talk about expectations.
You've gone the gamut.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard to speak on something which you don't know about. If you've been in a great relationship, you know it's great. Like my buddy Paul. Mm-hmm. If you've been in a shitty relationship, you know it's shitty.
Like my buddy Jesse.
Like my buddy Jesse. But hey, that's why Scott
witness,
is the cure.
Witness. Actually, we get Stephanie down here and she said, I'd witness that too.
Don't do that. Some people have to settle, but hey, you don't have to settle.
Mm-mm.
But it's all good. But yeah, towards the end, we're going to talk about relationships and all the work I do with veterans and now non-vets, folks I know whose kids are having problems because they can't find a good mate. And then I'm listening to it from both sides, men and women, because there's just as many shitty men as there are shitty women. So just figure it out.
I heard that it happens in the most unexpected ways, and I can attest to that part of it. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, being a cop and dealing with domestic violence.
Oh, God.
That justified or not justified.
That was just, yeah. You know, but it's so a lot of bad things happen in the world, right? And then there's always somebody, so I know how we can fix this. And then initially, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
But that they always get kind of carried away with what they think should be or shouldn't be. It's the same thing like mm-hmm. what they're trying to do with these new so-called gun laws. They keep getting challenged and they keep losing in the courts, but they mm-hmm. keep trying to pass them anyway because they think if we say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Everybody, don't carry a gun to protect yourself, we'll protect you, right? Which they can't.
Which they can't.
Not time wise. They can't. It just doesn't happen. So,
yeah.
I mean, that last shooting, what it took them, and this is not knocking the cops. It took them about 9 minutes because first of all, they had to get the call. Yeah. Then it had to be dispatched. Then they had to drive there. If it happened exactly at the same time it was going on, someone called and that's 3 or 4 minutes right there just to get there. Right. So a lot can happen in that amount of time. But they say those things, right? They say, we're going to make everything safer. They in California, they're trying to pass them. They say you can't carry a gun in sensitive areas now. That's a term.
What the hell is a sensitive area?
Basically every place in California, basically, you know, public places. And they're going to get challenged. And it's already been put on hold because it's unconstitutional. But they keep trying and trying and trying. And you try to tell people, this is just a first step, right, about total control of your life.
You know what we need to do? We need to get an attorney on that specializes and gun control or gun
so like concealed carry. Second Amendment rights.
Second Amendment, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to look into somebody, that. But he's in jail right now. I mean, no.
No.
And that's for a whole different reason.
Yeah. It wasn't that.
And it wasn't gun related.
It wasn't good. It was rocket launchers. So that's a totally separate thing.
Yeah, you know. It's the IED he had in his pocket.
Anyway. We should look into that. But
premature detonation, I guess they call it.
But if you have control, here's the thing. If you have control over, which they don't, but they're trying, somebody's Second Amendment rights, then it's a lot easier to have control over their First Amendment rights.
Yep.
And people seem to forget that. Even if you're not a gun person, you're not big, you have to try to look at the entire picture to understand what's going on.
Keep going. I got to bring this up because
no,
I was talking to a gentleman out of, he's Bangladesh. He's Indian.
Okay.
And we were having a great conversation about this country. His grandfather was an original Gurkha.
Oh, those dudes. My dad loved those guys.
Those dudes were badass.
When my dad was in the army in Korea, it's too long of a story, but they worked together on some special assignment stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, I love these guys. He said, they are just...
No bullshit dudes.
No. He goes, and yeah, those... What do they call the swords they carry?
Gurkhas?
That's what they're. But anyway, it's this.
I can't remember.
That's super long. They're kind of thick and they're curved.
Yeah.
And he said.
And they're sharp as shit.
He goes, yeah. He goes, every day they're always checking. He says, every single one, he says, literally, you could shave with them. He goes, and not only that, he goes, they knew how to use them.
Yeah.
He goes, talk about, because they would, you know, they did a lot of sneaky shit, right? He goes, and these guys were just so good to have.
On your side. Yeah.
Pretty, they were really
pretty
good
dudes.
Anyway, so you're talking
so about we were shooting the breeze and talking, and he goes, Mr. Clay. And this is a poor Indian accent, I know.
Yeah.
Mr. Clay.
Yeah.
Because he never calls me Jesse. He always calls me Mr. Clay.
Yeah.
And he goes, have you read your constitution?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, absolutely, I have.
More than once.
And he goes, have you memorized it? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, I have. And I said, well, first of all, you're getting 10 grand a month to be in this country.
Yeah.
Because of one of the programs he's on.
Oh, really?
He's making 10 grand a month.
Yeah.
They gave him housing.
Yeah.
He's working for one of our Alphabet folks.
Right.
So for those who don't know.
Well, he sounds pretty smart too.
He's a smart dude. Yeah, there's a shitload of stuff going on between India and Pakistan right now, which we're not even fucking talking about. But I don't know.
He probably have trouble getting in schools right now because he's Asian, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
We were talking and he memorized the complete constitution. And we went through and I'd ask him questions or give him phrases and he would finish it. It kind of, I'm not going to say I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see he had a better grip on what the constitution said than 99.9% of Americans.
Because it means more to him because he's lived the other end of it.
That's right. He knows what it's
people
like
here. They got it too easy. And they, even though, they don't realize it's little by little, pick away at your rights.
And then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
But then you get somebody who's come from someplace where totally totalitarian
regime,
don't
have
right?
Any rights.
They don't have, when they read, someone comes and reads that here, they go, wow. Like they didn't even, I mean, a lot of them, I didn't even know you could be this way. You know?
Yeah. We didn't know you had that right.
No.
That's the way
so he's got the whole thing memorized.
So he was way cool. And we were talking about the Gurkha and everything they went through and their time in his time in Vietnam.
Right.
And the whole, it was amazing. The dude's a plethora of information. So we were talking and he goes, he asked me a question and about the Constitution and about American women.
Right.
And it was interesting, his concept. Now, to jump to the end, he's married to an American woman from Iowa. I think she's from Iowa.
Well, we have a lot in common.
Oh. Is she from Iowa?
She's from Iowa, dude.
Okay. Anyway, he came to this country.
Yeah.
He went to MIT. And then he went to MIT, Stanford. And then he went to Iowa, University of Iowa.
Okay.
Who's the Hawkeyes? Is that Iowa State?
That's Iowa State, right?
Is that Iowa? I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
I don't follow Iowa.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So he went to Iowa. He went to the Hawkeyes.
Okay.
And he's wearing a Hawkeyes
shirt. Right.
With his little turban on.
Yeah.
And we were cracking up and he's going like, and his wife is awesome.
Yeah.
But she's a climatologist.
Okay.
So they met in Iowa going to grad school and she's cool as hell. And he goes, She knows how to clean a deer. She knows how to clean a fish.
Oh, she's a farm girl. She's a farm girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she goes, no makeup, no games.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat.
Yeah.
And she goes, you're smart. And they've got four kids.
Yeah.
And
it's cold winters there.
It's cold winters. Yeah, yeah. And no TV.
Yeah.
That's one thing they have in common.
Yeah.
They hate television.
Well, they're going to have more kids.
They're going to have, well, not his age, they're going to have more kids. But his grandkids are cool. His wife is friggin' amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's really smart. And
But. I knew there was going to be a but. If you know anything about Jesse, there's always a but involved.
There's always a but. She always goes when she's bored. And it's not like she likes the fight. Mm-hmm. She just likes a little friction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they say makeup stuff is better than...
Yeah, she might be Croatian. Who knows?
She might be Croatian.
Yeah, yeah. But Iowa's pretty close. Iowa's pretty close with the attitude. So
yeah. What they end up doing is he'll go to the store and buy something.
Right.
And he'll always forget one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a list.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, that's not very smart. And he goes, yeah. No, but it makes her happy.
Right.
Because then she gets to read me the preamble, or I think it was the preamble.
Uh-huh.
And which means she asks him all these questions.
Yeah.
Makes all these statements. And he listens to her and he goes, at the end of the conversation,
yeah.
When she takes a breath, he goes, are you done?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what it is. It's just testing to see.
Get it out.
How far you can go and how you feel. Yeah. And just get it out.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was pretty funny. And she's, of course, sitting right there.
Uh-huh.
And she knows this is the way she is.
Yeah.
And they're...
Well, they've been married for a while, obviously.
They've been married for a while.
Yeah.
And then his oldest son and oldest daughter... were there, the two younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's in India.
Right.
And the other one's in Peace Corps in somewhere in Africa.
Yeah.
So his kids are socially conscious on what they need to do for the world.
Right.
And intelligent. None of them are as smart as their mom or dad.
Right, right.
So, and that's unusual.
Some of that comes with age, though.
Some of that comes with age.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Yes, yes.
Wisdom is something the young don't have.
You got to experience to really understand. That's a pretty cool story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Born, we're talking about.
Born in Iowa, raised here mostly, but born in Iowa and her entire family, you know, I told you about
grandpa. Oh, grandma and grandpa, yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a
whole different way of life. And we've gotten so far away from that now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, if you live in a city, I'm not criticizing you.
No.
If you've never been on a farm, I'm not criticizing
you. No, but it's just
I'm just
a different.
Saying, take your ass to Iowa and learn something.
You know what? It's, there are actually some really pretty places in Iowa.
Wait a minute. You know, I better not say that.
Right.
Because then Iowa have the same fucking problem that Colorado has.
Yeah, that's
people
true.
Coming from everywhere to taking over.
Yeah, and can't then saying, I'm trying to get out of California someplace safe, and then they come here and they're trying to make it exactly like California.
Like California.
Please. Please. At least you can come from Texas and say, okay, let's make it a little bit more like Texas, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. I love Texas.
Well, my point is, at least I have some balance.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so.
You know, I really miss El Paso.
You know what's interesting? I can't figure this out. So that, you know, I also do like a little real estate channel for just, mm-hmm. you know, just stuff like that. I can't figure this out. If somebody out there knows what the deal is. So El Paso is kind of a hidden surprise in that they're building a lot of new, nice homes down there. And so you're like, El Paso, really? Like, but I mean, and the prices are nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not bad or anything like that. I mean, it's, you know, it's still like, you know, South Texas or whatever, but surprisingly, there's a lot of new construction going on down there. And here's the difference. They're building as they're buying. Like you look around here, it's a side note. You'll hear on the news all the time about how we have a shortage of homes for sale. They're not counting all the new construction that's sitting out there empty. They're not talking about, I get like literally 10 emails and text messages a day from, new construction. Say, hey, come on over. Look
Paul,
what we
tell
got.
Tell them what the hell you do, so they are together.
Oh, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah. I sell real estate, but I only work with people I know now because I'm old and cranky. So anyway,
crotchety.
Yeah, exactly. But El Paso, I was just looking the other day, just researching different things, and I don't know what's going on down there completely, but they're. What they're doing there, other than other places where they have a lot of empty houses, you know, new houses, just empty. Just, I mean, tracts of homes, empty. When that finally gets out, that's going to have an effect on the market. I guarantee you. It's not going to be a good one. But down there, they're building as like people buy or whatever. They're filling them up, and they're nice homes. They're not. Yeah. And they're, I mean,
there's a better deal on a brand new home than there are in existing homes. It's easier to qualify.
Right.
I say that because I have family in El Paso.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my little black.
Well, what's the deal? What's the deal with the El Paso? How come they're building like that?
El Paso is getting a lot of new industry, and Las Cruces is getting a lot of new industry. Mm. And the weather is awesome. You can ride your motorcycle year round. If you're into Western stuff, you can do anything you want. You can go down to Juarez.
So who's living down there?
My Blackskins, my sister-in-law.
Her
family.
Oh, okay.
And they're basically out of Chihuahua.
Oh.
And Chihuahua, Mexico. And my two nieces are wanting to go to HBUs because of my brother. And who's passed, but I love El Paso. I love the food. El Paso was the best bow hunting location I've ever been to.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that before.
It was really great hunting. Great.
I think of what big mule deer down there, right?
A huge mule deer.
Yeah.
And you have a mule deer whitetail mix.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're not the same exact species.
Yeah.
But they can
crossbreed.
So yeah, and you got oddads.
Well, that would be good for the hunter because mule deer are pretty smart. Whitetail are not that smart. So now that they're
in Texas, is opposite.
Really,
the mule deer run, look at you, go like, I wonder what the hell he's doing here.
Oh, heartburn! I got heartburn.
I got agita. And the whitetail are going, fuck this, I'm out.
Really, that's interesting because usually it's different. Like up here, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite up here. Mule deer are.
So that's environmental then. That's interesting. Huh. That's interesting.
That's a good deal.
So a lot of industry coming in down there.
A lot of industry coming down.
Well, no state income tax.
Yeah.
They got the land is cheaper than a lot of other places. Mm-hmm. Weather's not too bad. I mean, it's going to be hot,
it's
but it's not
going to.
Yeah,
it is fucking hot in El Paso.
But hot they can deal with because we have technology. It's called air conditioning. But they're not going to have to worry about like ice storms or things like that necessarily, right?
And fucking golf courses everywhere. I love that place.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
If people, I shouldn't do this because I don't want people going where I'm going. But if you like to golf,
yeah,
El Paso's the place, bro.
Wow. Yeah, well, they're golfing right now. We're not.
Yeah, obviously.
Because those white balls are really hard to find in the snow. I'm just telling you right now.
You could use yellow balls. Why don't you use the colored balls, Paul? Too big for you?
Well, we know that's not true.
You are Croatian after all.
I am Croatian after all. No, but even the colored balls right now, the snow's so thick, it's not.
So deep.
Deep, yeah, thick, deep, whatever she said. It's really. It's really hard to find.
What she said was, it's mighty thick, but it ain't so deep.
When they say balls deep, they're not kidding right now. That golf course is like really bad right now. Yeah, I know. So.
Oh, shit. Hey, I got to say a shout out to my boys in Nebraska. I love Nebraska. That Grand Island. There's some dudes there that are hardcore, no shit, fuck them up kind of guys.
They got a really good hamburger joint there. What the heck's the name?
In Grand Island?
Yeah. What the heck's the name of it? Yeah. Well, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, beef and everything. You're going to.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Did you see the Wendy's is using that commercial again?
Really?
It's different, though. It's not an old lady because that's sexist.
She was awesome, though.
She was fucking. She sold a lot of burgers.
She sold a lot of burgers. She's been dead for years, but she was in a lot of Clint Eastwood movies and stuff. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Every Which Way You Can. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And he stops at the hotel, and it's the two older couple, and they see him with a chimpanzee, and she gets off. That's her.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to check that movie out again.
Yeah. But, okay, that's another old movie. We were talking about that before we got on air this morning.
The Boys in the Boat.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Gotta see that one.
I'm going to see it. He saw it. He says it's great, so I'm gonna watch it. It's got a good storyline.
Jesse Owens is in it. Kind of cameo. Not the real Jesse Owens. A black guy calling himself Jesse Owens.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, how'd they do that?
Here you go. Do you realize now that the BET, whatever, the Academy or BET, board is all pissed off because they're British actors who are black playing black roles where it's supposed to be going to Americans? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think people would be really surprised to find out how many actors out there are actually British trained.
Yeah, British trained or Canadian trained.
Yeah. I think if you're going to go that route, just if you're going to say, okay, it's an American movie, we're going to have to
talk about slavery.
Well, we're going to have to get rid of literally 70-80% of the actors then. You know who surprised me a little bit about that? If we're going to be really talk about like being racist or whatever, I don't know what they're saying about that though. That's not racist because they're.
What's the movie about the lawman? What's his name? The black guy. Bass? Is it Bass? Bass Reeves.
Bass Reeves.
If you get a chance, watch that.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's not this one sided this or that. It's the bad and the good of all of it. But this guy. The real true story about him is amazing. If you just want to look up in history, this guy was a slave who ended up being a U.S. Marshal and had I think he broke records for how many people he brought in alive. Alive.
He didn't kill them all.
He didn't kill them all. He killed a bunch. But that's because they fought.
But here's the deal. Here's the thing. If you watch the history of him and his son.
Yeah.
But if you watch the history behind it, fucking the Lone Ranger was made after him.
Yep.
It was made after him.
Yeah.
It was his story because he lived with the Indians when he escaped.
He was fluent in their language.
Yes.
And that's what made it, because a lot of these outlaws would go run into the Indian nations to try to hide from the law, and then they could just, they'd disappear.
Yep.
But he lived there for so long, so he come in, he could, not only could he speak the language, but he understood the culture, so they would talk to him. They would share with him because they could trust him. And he found a lot. You weren't safe running into Indian territory if he was after you. And what I was going to say was like a straight shooter. His son killed his wife. Like his son killed his wife.
His wife.
And
we went after him.
Yeah. He said, no, that's my responsibility. I'll bring him. And he brought him in. And he served his time or whatever for. So, I mean. This guy.
But he had to have a reason for shooting the bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that out loud, did I?
God.
No, she was cheating with another man, and he was doing something else.
Yeah.
It was a crime of passion.
That didn't affect you at all, though. No, not at all.
No. That's why we're having that relationship problem.
My God. Anyway, Lone Ranger. And it makes so much, if you watch this, it'll make so much sense. Why they basically based that story after him, because he was a Lone Ranger. He'd go in and he'd bring these guys. I mean, you know, we always talk a lot about like the Texas Rangers. You get one guy, go in there and he was like that. He was this like.
He was badass.
You know, he was coming in.
Do you know how many Texas Rangers got killed at their home?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. It was like, I started like.
They come after him. Yeah.
Yeah. They came after him.
Yeah.
And they killed their family and killed them
to
prevent the other Texas Rangers from coming after him.
Right.
But all it did was piss off all the Texas Rangers.
That's right.
And that's why the 90% of the people they were supposed to bring in that had fucked with another Ranger didn't make it in alive.
Yeah. Well, things happen. Things happen. You know,
a rattlesnake bit him. Oh, speaking of rattlesnakes biting people, what the fuck's the story with Yellowstone? I guess Costner and whoever the guy who writes it is.
Yeah. Oh, they had a problem.
They have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think.
Not to mention Costner's wife was banging the guy who lives on their property.
Jesse's got pictures. That's why he's starting this thing at the end of the show here. But anyway, I heard, it may not be the whole story, but I heard not only is that part of it, but like Costner wants to end the series. He says, we've done enough. We got to he doesn't want to overdo it. This is where they don't want to overdo it
because he's coming out with a series.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's invested
$200-300 million. Yeah.
In this new series that he's bringing.
Right.
Out,
yeah.
And he doesn't want Yellowstone as competition.
Right. Right.
See, but I think
without him or a couple of the key actors that he's taking with him, it's not going to be the same.
It's not going to be the same.
No, not at all.
And Jamie needs to die.
Is that the son? Yeah.
And I thought what's the daughter's name?
The Australian.
Yes. Is she Australian or Scottish?
She's Australian. God, it's been a while since they've been on.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it in a while.
But yeah,
it got a little out there after a while.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I kind of like, regardless of like the politics of it, I agree with him. I think they've stretched it far enough.
Yeah, they got to fend. This, somebody got to die and they go on from there.
Yeah.
And the ranch continues.
Yeah. The 1883 was good.
But I watched a couple of that. To me, it was kind of like,
Have you seen Bosch?
Bosch?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
So a couple doors down, our neighbor, she's the DA down south. I'm going to say too much more because she's not here to, but found out, you know, you were a cop. And she goes, boy, you're going to love this series. And I'm like, really?
Bosch.
So yeah, it's about this detective in LA. And it was out like in 2014. I never heard of it, but it's got 7 seasons. I've been going through. It's pretty good.
I got to watch that one.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, have you seen Reacher?
Oh, we just got 8th season. Yeah. I mean, the 8th of the second season. Yeah.
It's a little
Stephanie far-fetched. Loves. Yeah, yeah. But this is her thing.
Stephanie loves the guy. He's a fucking monster.
No, she loves the series. She loves the way they did this one. Mm-hmm. Other than other ones, she goes, because it's more like the book. You know, she's going to watch a movie, it's because she's already read the book.
Yeah.
That woman reads like 3 books a day. I mean, so
she's got to watch. Has she read anything on Dune?
Probably, but you have to ask her. I would be surprised if she hasn't.
The new Dune to come out before he let his kid take over and fuck.
Well, he can ruin it sometimes because he'll be, oh, that looks pretty good. She goes, that's not even close to the book. Yeah. I mean, how many times she said that? Because it's, you know, if it's based on a book, she already read it. So, yeah. But she liked it because of that. And here's a funny thing about, and I tend to agree with her on this, though. She said, you know, she goes, violence doesn't bother me as long as the only people getting hurt are bad guys.
Bad guys.
She goes, if all of a sudden, like, the, you know, a woman or a child, she goes, I don't want to watch that, especially before I'm going to sleep. I don't want to watch that. She goes, But with Reacher, she goes, basically, yeah, they lose a couple good guys in there. But most of the time, that whole team and one of our favorite characters is his master sergeant. The woman doesn't like to be touched. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've just started.
Oh, okay. I won't talk about the.
Well, that's okay. Here's the funny part. I meet with a group every Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. and we talk about books that we've read.
Right.
And then we talk about social situations.
Right, right.
Like what the fuck's going on in Israel.
Yeah.
Which we'll bring up later.
Uh-huh.
But it's been pretty cool.
We don't want to bring that up.
Yes, we are.
We don't want to bring that up.
Yes, we are.
But
so anyway.
Yeah, but the.
But they all love Reacher.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, so just so you understand, like his character, he travels around.
And money's not a thing. Up.
No, but he doesn't take anything with him. Like he gets tired of his clothes. He goes into a used clothing shop, drops off his old ones and pays like $3 for new ones and stuff. It's always a Carhartt jacket and jeans. I mean, that's what he wears. Right. And so he has no overhead whatsoever, but he gets his retirement from the military and he just travels around. I'm going to tell you just one tiny little scene in one of his things to give you an idea why you're going to like it so much. Okay. Cause this will come back to home for you. Okay. There's a scene. Because the whole series is basically based off this kind of action. There's a scene where he goes up because he needs to get like $40 out of the ATM to go buy his new used clothes, right? Mm-hmm. So he tells the gal at the clothing store, I'll be right back then. He's going to walk across the ATM. He gets across to the ATM. And I'm only sharing this one with you because it's one of their commercials. Mm-hmm. He says, he sees a woman like shaking and everything at the ATM. And he looks over and he sees this van parked over, a minivan parked over on the side. He goes, don't turn around. He goes, it's a robbery, right? Just answer me, but don't turn around. She goes, yes. She goes, my baby's in the car. He goes, okay, stay right there like you're trying to do what you're due. I'll be right back. Turns nonchalantly, walks over to the minivan, sees the guy, sees the baby in the back car seat, right? Just punches through the window, pulls the guy out through the window. Beats the living crap out of him, takes the gun, splits it in, you know, it's a Glock, so he just separates it real quickly.
Yeah.
Walks back over, and he says, dial 911 and call the police. You're okay now. And she goes, where are you going? He goes, I'm somebody that doesn't like to get involved. And leaves. It's fucking awesome. And what's he going to do? I don't remember what he looks like.
He's a big son of a bitch.
He's a big guy. I don't remember what he looks like. And no, I'm not going to get him. Yeah. And that was it. I was like, okay, so, and you know, like my wife, she was like, I'm totally fine with that. I'm not going to lose.
It's kind of like the American 007.
Yeah, yeah.
Without all the bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, just there's no paperwork. There's no, oh, you didn't tell him stop first or this or that. We have a very, very bad guy who's willing to risk the life of a small infant, right, for a few bucks because of whatever. He's a drug addict or whatever. We don't need that.
Yeah.
You know.
He's got to beat his
ass. That's what I think the attraction to, well, this Bass Reeves and also like the stories you hear about the old Texas Rangers. Yeah. You know, very simple.
Yeah.
If, you know, I'll bring you in. You can go before the court. If you're not guilty or whatever. But if you're going to, yeah, I'm going to kill you. And that's legal, you know. Yeah. So.
No problem with that.
I just, those kind of old days you miss. I don't miss all the other old stuff that came with it because, you know, yeah, it was pretty rough. But that part would be nice today.
Yeah, he, beyond nice.
You know what's coming up, right? We can talk about Israel right after this. This kind of correlates a little bit. So, surprisingly, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has held that you can't, that these homeless encampments are legal. You can't do anything about them, right? And the cities and municipalities within California, Idaho, where else? Idaho, I think Oregon, whatever's in that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal area, they're actually have filed suit, you know, to take it to the next level. And said, we have to be able to govern her. I mean, govern. We, you know, these are health issues. There's, you know, like, and a lot of times they actually have places for these people to go. But if they don't want to go, you have to let them live there. That's on the street, you know, crap on the street or whatever. And they're saying that's not right. I mean, do we have a civil society or what? And it's going, Supreme Court's going to hear it. They'll have a decision by June. This is huge. I don't think a lot of people know this is even happening. I suspect the Supreme Court's going to side with the cities and say, no, you have a right to govern because people, you know, and if they do,
it's your city,
right? If they do, it's going to be huge because now, you know, Denver, all these places where we can't, you know, the ACLU suing us or whatever out the window. Yeah. Nope. You have the right to do this. You clean it up. That'll be huge because you know what? A lot of those people need help. They shouldn't be just left to be on the street. Oh, that's what they want to do. No, if they got all those other issues, they don't know what they want to do yet. They need some help to get back on the straight and narrow, whatever. And it's not healthy for everybody else either.
Yeah.
Right. So we need to clean that up. Hopefully that's the way they go.
Send them to Greeley.
Oh yeah. That'll last real long. That'll last.
That's why I said send them to Greeley.
Okay. Go ahead and talk about Israel for a while if you want. I'm just going to sit
here.
Here
we go.
I'm just going to sit here.
1,500 people in Israel got killed. Israelis got killed. That was horrendous.
Right.
They say nobody's seen the bodies, all the bodies, bags. I don't know. I'm not going to argue with that. I've got people who I know from the NAVSPEC war community and Army folks who are special warfare folks who are over there now. They're being limited to what they can and can't do in country. But do you realize we've killed 23,000 Palestinians? So we kill 1,500 of yours and you kill 23,000 of ours. Now remember, the Israelis hate them. Hamas hates them. The people are caught in the middle. So the Israelis are bombing them looking for Hamas, they say. But with the new regime with Netanyahu, when he joined that, when he hired those people, they are on tape saying, there will be no peace. It will only be one state. And genocide is the only way to take care of it. So, Paul, how do we handle a situation?
Yeah.
How do we handle a situation?
I'm going to form a committee, and we're going to get the best legal minds in the world together, and then we're going to figure this out, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you said legal minds, because it wasn't Congress or Senate or a fucking president.
Well, our president's the one that sent all the, if you're going to go that route, he sent everything over there for them to destroy everybody else.
Yep, that's right.
So, to be fair... And I know you're going to hate to admit this.
For the Israelis to destroy everything.
What What did the former president do? And they didn't have any fighting going on over there when he did it. He worked a deal.
Why would I hate? Okay, first of all, I don't hate Trump.
I know you don't. I'm just saying that to get you going. I know.
I played golf with
Trump. I know that. I was doing that to be funny. I was doing that to be funny. But I'm saying...
Oh, was that supposed to be funny?
Well, kind of, yeah.
You're a comedian.
There's people out there laughing right now. I can tell. They're driving down the road right now laughing. Other people are looking in the car going, why is that guy laughing to himself like that? At least he doesn't have a mask on. Okay, that's good.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that one.
No, but what I'm saying is he did something good there.
Yeah.
And you know what?
But then again, he embraced Putin and he embraced...
He did... Okay. He didn't embrace. He put him in his place and embraced.
He says, I admire this guy.
Yeah, yeah. At the same... I know, but you saw what he did in Syria, right? You saw what he did in Syria. He said, don't do that. He says, I'm going to tell you one more time because he's told him twice.
But that's Syria. That's not Russia.
No, that it was Russia because Russia was the one doing everything. He told Putin.
Russia
he
was
said,
supplying the...
Putin was behind the entire thing. And he didn't tell the Syrians. He told Putin, stop, because they had a lot of Russians over there. He says, stop or I'm going to stop you.
So what's he going to do for Ukraine?
Oh, it's all money. He knows money. He'll work a deal there.
Tell me what he's gonna do.
Won't have to do much because if he's elected again, which right now looks pretty good, if he's elected again, Putin will find a way to pull out before he even takes office.
Yeah, he'll get out.
So he'll get out because he tried that before with him. The one thing, like or hate about Trump, is he does have that little bit of. Man, that guy's crazy. He might actually do that.
A little bit of crazy?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of crazy.
But it works against another guy who's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who's a bully.
Yeah.
Hey, just like prison, right? But I'm just saying, like, if you know, watching movies, if the meanest guy in prison hates messing with the crazy guy.
Oh, because you never know what a crazy guy's going to do.
Exactly. That's the same thing. Yeah. Whether how crazy he is or not, it's something that Putin doesn't want to deal with.
Is he officially crazy?
You need more whiskey.
I need more whiskey. Okay. We'll get that in a little bit.
Okay. So on that, it's going to be a very interesting year. I read an article where they interviewed DeSantis yesterday. And he said something very interesting about this whole thing.
I'm not a DeSantis fan.
I know. I am, but that's okay. But just hear me out. What he said was very interesting. He said, I wish they never had any of these indictments during the primary like this. He goes, because...
You know why they did it?
Yeah. He goes, my numbers were a lot better before they start attacking President Trump on crap stuff.
Yeah.
It never would fly with anybody else. It's not going to fly here. It's not going to go anywhere. He goes, but what they did is they built him up so much better. Mm-hmm. He said, I would have had a better chance whether I would have won, you know, on the numbers or not, a much better chance had they not done all these indictments. They every time they do it, he goes to the Colorado Supreme Court, every time they do that, all they do is run his numbers up.
Yep.
You know, He goes, and I think what they're doing, he goes, is building all this up. Not that it'll go anywhere, but they want to leave a question mark and a lot of people that could go either way in their mind so he can't win the general election. He says, I think that's what their plan has been all along. Yeah. It's not necessarily, he's not going to get convicted of any of these things. He goes, I'm a JAG lawyer.
I'll take money that he does.
Okay. I don't think he will, but I'm just saying what he said. It's not going to go anywhere. He's a JAG lawyer, right? So he says, I know what they're saying. It doesn't fly. It's not, but it's enough to create that question mark. And that's what they're hoping for.
DeSantis is a racist in my view.
A racist?
A racist.
That's because you read the Washington Post too much. That's the same thing about Washington Post. New York Times, same way. Yeah. They're the same. They're the same owners and everything.
I go with what I see and what he said and what he's done for African Americans, Americans of color in his state. Now, what you're not hearing is Florida has a border problem also.
Yeah.
And they're not taking care of it. They haven't decreased the amount of people coming into Florida from everywhere.
Well, on the coast. Yeah. Well, that's a big coast. Yeah. Yeah. They've asked for help. Order. They've asked for help from the federal government. They refused to help them.
Well, Texas is doing their thing, except for the Supreme Court just voted down.
Right.
You can't. I mean.
Yeah. How do they do that?
What are we doing?
How do they do that? You know. How do they? Know. Well, they're saying because it's not a state issue; it's a federal issue. That's what they're saying. I see where they're going with that, but I mean, it's still, if they're going to say that, they should then impose on the federal government, do your job.
And they're not.
And they're not. And they're not. Exactly right. Well, so regardless of like him or not, I think what he's saying has a lot of credence as far as how this may play out.
Okay, I won't argue with that.
Yeah.
I think it does.
Yeah. And I know you wanted to talk about these indictments and stuff like that. I really don't think... The worst one probably is the Key Largo one. I don't know that that's going to go very far. But the one in Georgia is BS. It's not going to go anywhere.
I bet you...
Especially when your district attorney is having an affair with her special prosecutor.
What does that have to do with what he's... But she's... Anyway, I bet you...
Because his background.
I bet you right now.
Yeah.
Let me see. A bottle of what?
Well, it's got to be sake. Sake? Yeah. Because we'll show that.
We have to share with... I know we share everything, but we'll have to share that with Nemo, yeah. too. So, yeah.
Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet you they convict him on that one. On Georgia.
Okay. So... I guess my question is, so they convict, but convict and something happens.
No, just convict.
So they just convict. Locally you're talking, because it's going to be appealed, whatever they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, whatever they do, it's going to be. It's
so you mean just the first part
yep.
convicted. I don't think they will. Even there, I don't think they will.
A good bottle of sake, but you're on.
Okay. Because it's going to be a jury trial.
Okay. So what you're telling me is juries can be tampered with.
No, what I can tell you is juries make it a lot cleaner, for the most part, than just what a special...
Wait a minute. Whoa. You're a cop.
Right.
And you're telling me that juries make it a lot cleaner.
Yep, I do. Instead of just a special prosecutor coming up with things that don't work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait to taste that sake.
Well, me either. We didn't say what kind of sake.
It'll be the good stuff, because that's all we drink.
Made in San Gabriel Valley, California.
No. Well, the Colorado sake is actually pretty good.
It is actually really
it's
good.
Actually
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it is very good actually.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good sake out there. How would you think of those little jars I got? They were pretty good. There's you either have a taste for it or you don't, but man, if you like...
It's like scotch or whiskey.
Yeah.
You either can handle it or you're a pussy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So speaking on that note, do you want to talk about your relationship thing?
Oh, okay. I like the way you're
thinking. This is where I'm going to be very quiet for a while. Go ahead, Jesse.
Because he's happily married.
Yeah.
No, I mean, with the guys I deal with a PTSD group.
Right.
And the guys I deal with who are just lost
right
now looking for relationships. Now, this is, I'm not saying any one side is better than the other.
Right.
Not saying that.
Right.
But everybody tells me this is what I want in a woman.
Right.
Or this is what I want in a man.
Right.
Okay. And I tell them, write it down.
Right.
And I said, because when you write it down, you can't argue with it.
Right.
So, and I just, the reason I'm doing this is because I just came back from a class on relationships.
Okay.
For what's going on with our guys in service.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So what's happening is, our women, Marines, Sailors, Air Force, are writing, you know, what, because the divorce rate in the military is almost as high. Well, it's right now it's higher than
law cops. Yeah.
So we go through the whole thing. It's like, you want loyalty, you want this, you want this.
Right. Well, they're gone for so long though, too. That doesn't help. So yeah.
You're gone to 6 to 9 months or a year in some cases. But if you're in this relationship before you go,
right,
and your spouse knows this is what the criteria is,
right,
then you make a decision. Do you go away for 6, 9 or a year,
right,
months,
right,
12 months, and then you come back and you find that your significant other's been having an affair with somebody else.
Right.
And now it's weird because it's not an affair with a man.
Uh-huh.
It could be an affair with a woman.
Right.
If your wife is a woman.
Right.
Or identifies as being
a
woman. But, and then you look at the whole thing and it's like, what are your expectations of a relationship? Are you settling or are you really looking for that life partner? So it was an interesting question. And
what did the people say? How do they respond to that question?
And I'm going to be, there was 28. Yeah, we were 28 people in the program.
How many men and women separated?
I would say it was 2/3 men and 1/3 women.
Okay.
And the men are going, as long as she meets 2 out of 3, I'm good.
Wow.
And I said, dude.
Wow. That's
pretty sad. And
what do the women say?
Women say, as long as he's loyal. That was their comment. And I said, well, you've got 4 items that you say you want, but all he's got to meet is 1. Tell me how that works.
What were the other 4 items like that they were talking about, though? I'm trying to, because
family,
maybe
family oriented.
Okay.
Because you're younger than
yeah.
20s or 30s.
Yeah.
Family oriented. Able to provide.
Right.
You know, a worker, essentially.
Right.
Number 2 is sexually active.
Right.
And number 3 was loyalty. Or number 4 was loyalty.
See, okay, so here's my thing. I think it's perception of what that actually says is different for a man and a woman. Like, if the woman says, as long as they're loyal, in their mind, I don't want to second guess. If I'm wrong and you were at this class or whatever, you can comment and tell us. But I think that covers these other issues. If you're loyal, that means you're going to go out there and you're going to have a job. You're only going to be with me.
Everything was separated.
No. But I'm saying in their mind, they're thinking that covers it. Yeah. I think that covers everything. That's what if he's loyal, then these other things will come with that.
Yeah.
That's
not doing ABC and D.
But the guys, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah. They just wanted loyalty. And it's like.
No, but the guy is saying like just one of them out of the.
Just 1 out of 3. And he said, and then I was biting my lip because I didn't want to answer.
Yeah.
But we're there to just.
Yeah.
Observe.
Right.
So then we went, broke into small groups and they came to me and he goes, well, sir? And I said, first of all, I was enlisted, not an officer.
Yeah.
And I go, oh.
Watch your mouth. Yeah.
Yes. So we had a conversation and it's like, well, what do you think? And I said, what I think is not important.
Right.
And then it was the women that pressed me. What do you think? And I said, first of all, I'm not in a relationship.
Right.
And I said, my nickname.
Hint. I'm not in a relationship.
Not hinting.
Yeah.
But I said, my daughter-in-law calls me.
Yeah.
Or my sister, sorry, my sister-in-law calls me.
Yeah.
Captain Save-A-Hole.
Right.
Some men have a rescue. I want to rescue. I want to be the knight in shining armor.
Yeah, you're an expert in that field.
I'm an above expert.
Yeah, he's at a master's.
I'm a master's in that.
Yeah.
But
master of disaster.
PTSD. Not PTSD. They get that from that too.
Yeah.
PhD in that.
Yeah.
But what happens is.
That's one thing. Jesse was a Navy SEAL, right? And you would think, oh, there's a lot of PTSD with that position, right? Probably is. Most of his comes from relationships.
Well, I haven't been as fortunate as you.
Well, anyway.
Or as smart.
Yeah, anyway, so what how'd you, oh, you've been so smart.
You just I've been smart. I just had the
wrong sometimes person. Luck, yeah.
Yeah, luck. Bad luck is luck. But what has been interesting is when you tell them, I said, hey, you know, I've made decisions based on emotional quantification, not on complete information.
Right.
And so once you do complete information, you know. And that's why I said, you know, it's always good to have a friend.
Right.
Or someone you respect.
Yeah.
Help you with.
Stephanie. Okay. He's laughing and I'm laughing. But I just always said, we've been out. And because Jesse is, he's going to be the gladiator. He's going to go slay the dragon and save the maiden. Right. I mean, that's exact. And I know that because in my younger days, you know, until I met the white woman.
Yeah.
So we'll be out someplace and I go, oh, she's pretty nice. We're like, you know, conversation with her and Stephanie will just cut him off right at the knees right there. No. This one over here has got her shit together. That one is just somebody you think you're going to save again. And I'm not going to allow it.
and she does.
Anyway.
Which is good. Which puts me in the position I'm in now. But it's like, if you look at all the criteria,
right?
What are your criteria? And Like I tell my people, which I need now, I am starting 2024. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what I'm advising people to do.
Yeah.
You write a pros and cons list.
It's not that easy, is it?
It's not. It isn't.
No.
It isn't.
Because it cuts out a lot of, yeah.
Because people aren't committed. As soon as there's a problem, they run away.
Right.
They're not into, yeah, we're having a hard time.
Right.
We decided we loved each other, but it's easier for me to run away and try to start again. Which brings all kinds of baggage.
Right.
So, you know, it is, I say, you know, it's kind of like, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
That's the primary question.
Right.
What are your expectations? What do you want out of a relationship?
Right.
What kind of person are you looking for? Is it just looks? Is it personality? And it's funny because a lot of the chicks, sorry, I don't want to
be women.
Well, ladies.
Well,
not women work.
Well, women, because someone may not be ladies. So anyway, anyway.
But it's like, what do you want in a relationship?
Yeah.
And 90% of them, because they put pictures up.
Right.
And on the bottom of the pictures, they had a thing that said, good provider, good this. And they said, you know, and it was a cute guy going, and she goes, oh, he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
And then they all agreed.
Right.
And guess who they wanted?
The bad boy. Yeah. But that's always been that way.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
You know, yeah. So.
And it's like you want
here you got a different, now you got a different route to take. So you kill the bad boy and they go, wow, he's really a bad boy. When actually you're really a good guy. And then see, it works out for everybody.
No, because at some point you look at the situation and you can't be a bad boy.
No.
And they want to be. And
I think that's. To defend my wife's wisdom here, I think that's because that's what you're dialed in on a little bit is not that you're going to be the bad boy, but I'm going to look for the bad girl to a certain extent because I can fix things because of the situation.
We're always trying to fix things and you can't.
Well, and people get confused sometimes about, because maybe that's not as exciting, right?
Yeah.
And they don't realize like, actually the other way can be a lot more exciting, but it doesn't look like that way up front.
You know, they played a YouTube on at the event.
Was it one of my channels?
No. Different one.
Okay.
So it was.
Is this Paul giving advice?
It was single women looking for the perfect husband.
Right.
And it said in the YouTube, it goes, you can't come back down. So once you reach a floor, that's it.
Yeah.
First floor.
Right.
The guy's a great guy. He's just not dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Second floor.
Yeah.
He loves kids.
Yeah.
He's kind of dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have a job.
Right.
Third floor. He has a job.
Yeah.
He loves kids.
Yeah.
So each floor gets progressively better.
Right.
So there's five floors.
Right.
So they go up and then the gal goes, she's on the fourth floor and she goes, wow. This guy is awesome. This is exactly what I want.
Right.
But let's see what's on floor number five. And then they go to floor number five. So they're always looking for something better.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that men don't do this.
Right.
I'm saying that this was appropriate.
Right.
Well, you've heard about the hot sexy scale?
No.
Or it's a unicorn where the guy goes, I want a woman who does this.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 3 or 5. Out of scale 1 to 10.
Uh-huh.
She's a 5 in looks,
uh-huh.
but a 7 in intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And then they go, oh my God, she's a 10 in looks
uh-huh.
and a 10 in intelligence.
Right.
And the guy goes, that's a unicorn.
Yeah.
It's a transgender dude. You'll never find that. Oh, God. So if you're looking for perfection, you're never going to find it.
Well, I got news for you. If you find the right woman, you're going to think you found perfection, even though it may not be.
Yeah.
It may not, you know, to everybody else is going to go, well, that's not. But to you and to them, it is.
Well, see, here's a problem with Stephanie, your wife.
Yeah.
She raised the son that wears a Boston hat.
I think she did pretty good.
It's like the Boston hat. He's a great kid. No, I'm sorry.
You know, we tell our kids, though, too, when you bring up
the Boston thing?
No, not the Boston thing. No, we're never going to win on that. We got a video on that. It's pretty funny, but I don't know if I can get it on the show. They're always like, you know, well, you and mom and this and that or whatever. And I think Stephanie puts it best. She goes, you know, we don't agree on everything. Yeah. We never will. She goes, and that's okay. And they go, yeah, but you guys love each other. And she goes, let me tell you a couple things real quick. You guys need to remember. She goes, you don't have to marry somebody that agrees with you about everything.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a family, or they're family oriented, if you want to, you know, you have to make those lists, he goes, and all that other stuff just goes down the drain, right? But the most important thing, especially since you know if you understand reality, that you're not going to agree about everything.
It's compromise.
Well, none of the compromise is if you adore each other, that won't be a big deal.
Yeah.
She goes, so you need to find somebody that treats you. She goes, find somebody that treats you like your dad treats me, mm-hmm. and somebody that like I treat your dad.
Yeah.
It's got to be number one. She goes, because in all those other things, it's like you were saying about those floors, mm-hmm. right? You never have to go down a floor because even though there may be this or that or whatever,
you're already
the top level.
The top level.
Yeah. And other people may look and go, I just don't see it. It doesn't matter what they see. It matters what you both think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, so we just have to, let us pray for Jesse. That he finds somebody who can be as smart as him to just him though. Not to everybody else around, right? Just to him, yeah. That he can have a really good conversation with, and then go, okay, now I'm ready for bed because all my intellect part has been served, right?
And no, because she's wearing something sexy in high heels,
and still having that conversation. Yeah. You know, or someone says like, can we not watch them? Like, oh, let's just get into the good part. They're gonna have a shootout. And she goes, yeah, but okay. And compromise.
Have a conversation at lunch.
Yeah.
Don't have one just before you go to bed.
Well, it depends what the conversation is about.
Oh, that's true.
Because there could be about dessert. I'm just saying.
Dessert. And you know, I love dessert.
Yeah. You and me both, brother. Yeah. Anyway.
Not a one scoop or two kind of guy.
Well, you know, they got 31 flavors. You have to find the one that suits you best.
That's right.
You know, that's really what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to.
Anyway, you think we're good?
I think I need to get more fucking scotch.
Well, we're going to have to get off the air because Jesse has a drinking problem and he doesn't have enough drink. So we have to go, you know.
That is the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Thanks for listening. All four of you.
No, there's actually six.
Yeah, there's six now. And if your group finds out about this, then they have to go through the different levels and they'll have a multi-marketing gig going here. And
you know what they're going to do? They're going to bring in whiskey the next time I'm in that class.
Well, they'll get better answers.
They'll get honest answers, not the bullshit they're being fed by the military.
Everybody,
did I say that out loud?
No.
Maybe I won't be.
Not that loud. Be in the brig. All right. Everybody take care. Be careful with the weather out there.
Yep.
And we'll
be
talk
smart.
To you. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
You.
All right, later.
Mission Complete will be back soon. We will never change our tune. We thank you for your loyal support. So please subscribe and share our port. Sound off. 1, 2. Sound off. 3, 4. Sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's roll.